Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. Those of you listening on the stream, good to have you. We've got, I have to ask you, Conrad, you had, where was that music coming from?
That's from me.
No, but there was a song we don't have in our arsenal, so to speak. There was a Springsteen song where he did a duo with Gaslight Anthem.
Was that ours? I think it's Surrender, yes.
No Surrender. Wow.
No Surrender.
I didn't know I don't know I had sent that to you. That's a great song and a great version.
I've been playing that intro for a while.
I don't think we ever got to the point where Brian from Gaslight Anthem sang.
Probably not.
Okay. And then this is interesting. You played the Chris Isaak song, one of my favorites. I'm glad that's in our, you know, you're still playing that.
That's a great song.
Great song. Living for Your Lover, it's called. Yep. And it's interesting because tonight, on the night that we're talking about Val Kilmer having passed away at the age of 65 yesterday, in the documentary Val, pardon me, on Amazon Prime, that song, like I had heard that song 20 years ago, whenever it was, and I heard it again when I watched the Val documentary, and that's why I sent that song to you to be part of the rotation, because the movie opens with Val Kilmer in his trailer and an actor called Rick Rossovich, who's also in Top Gun. They're on the set of Top Gun, hanging out in their trailer, these three young actors. Rick Rossovich was also in The Terminator, Roxanne, you know, kind of had a good run there in the 80s and 90s. Anyway, that song is playing throughout the scene. It's like a 3 or 4 minute scene where they're talking about being fired from movies and talking about acting. And they get really silly, and Val Kilmer starts making fun of Tom Cruise, and he's doing this character. It's just a great moment on the set of a movie off camera. So if you're interested, folks, check out the Val documentary. Then it goes into his throat cancer and everything he's was dealing with at the time. But that scene when he was much younger with those other two guys and the other actor, I can't remember what his name is, but he was also in Top Gun, the original Top Gun. And I think he ended up marrying Kelly McGillis. Anyway, the three of them are hanging out. That song is playing. It's just a fun. And then Rick Rossovich gets really weird and runs out of the trailer. It's just kind of a bizarre scene. But that reintroduced me to that song, Living for Your Lover by Chris Isaak. Great tune. Hey, great to have you with us here on this Wednesday night. I know those of you on the stream, we're going to get to your texts in just a minute. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of PB&J Day, what is your favorite sandwich? Conrad said the Philly cheesesteak. I said the Italian beef sandwich and a sub that I used to get at a place called Submarine in Milwaukee and Chicago. And I can't remember. I don't know if they're around anymore, but I also have a soft spot for the BLT. So let us know what your favorite sandwich is. Let us know on the stream, or if you can hear us, 855-752-4842. But the stream is your best bet right now. So anyway, let's get to some texts here. Chad texted us before. I think he said, is it in Beloit? I think he was talking about the Wisconsin Film Festival. Chad, the Wisconsin Film Festival is in Madison, kind of all around the campus and all around the city. It's a great time if you're looking for something to do. Beloit does have a film festival as well, but this is not that one. Daniel on the stream says, Bound for the Floor, an amazing song, minimal progression, repeated lyrics. I got to think there is a music theory graduate class that has dissected why it works so well. I don't know that song. Thank you, Daniel. Maybe that's one of Local H's songs. I don't know. We need clarification, Daniel, please. Amanda, these are some texts from the social media page. We've been posting the question, folks, our question of the night earlier in the day on social media. So you're welcome to play there too, and we'll read them later like we are now. Amanda says, anything from Cheesesteak Rebellion. Conrad, you been there?
I still haven't made it out there.
Is that a Green Bay establishment?
Actually, Paul Vanderplas, Wonderfully Wisconsin, he'd made a video about that for his TikTok.
Oh.
And that food looks to die for. But it's a Star Wars-themed restaurant, with Philly cheesesteaks and stuff like that. So I still need to go. Last time he was here, you told me that food is great. So you need to go in there for the experience and the food.
Is that in Green Bay though, or is it all around the state? Okay.
It's in Green Bay.
So Amanda says anything from Cheesesteak Rebellion. Paul, the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin, great app or great follow on social media. Check it out. He says, I like mine wrapped in bacon and cooked on the smoker for about 90 minutes. Don't knock it till you try it. I would not knock anybody who puts that much effort into a sandwich. I would never knock that, especially not someone as particular as Paul. Thank you, buddy. Daniel Wheeler says, I court controversy. So I'll say my favorite sandwich is a hot dog. Very basic, Daniel. And you know, you're very attentive because you just texted us about this song and the layers within the song. And then your favorite sandwich is a hot dog. But that's okay. You're not a cliche. You pick your own paths in life and you figure it out. I love that. Eric Greenier says Braunschweiger with cheese, onion, and tomato. I think that's liver. You ever try that, Con? It's like a liver sausage, right? Braunschweiger? I know it's a German sausage.
I have never tried liver. I don't want to.
That's the spirit. But like I said, Eric, there are no right or wrong answers. That's a great, very involved, and I can tell you put some thought into that. Thank you, buddy. Sherry, our friend Sherry, says lettuce, butter, and a slice of American cheese on white bread. I got to just take a moment here to wrap my head around that. Lettuce, butter, and two kinds of dairy on white bread with lettuce. Sherry going all in Wisconsin style on that. Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you, Sherry. That's great. Ben Reiser says he texts us on the stream, Wisconsin Film Fest. He posted in the stream, if you're watching, can people see that, Conrad? Yeah. I think those are tickets to Scott's movie. Okay. Yeah. So if you're watching on the stream, click on Ben's link and you'll have tickets to, I assume that's to Scott's movie Lifers. Dave also checks in on the stream and says Gouda grilled cheese. Oh my God. Yes.
How did I forget about grilled cheese? Grilled cheese is amazing.
I didn't forget about it. I thought about it early, but regular grilled cheese is fine. But Gouda grilled cheese, I've had that. That is outstanding. Excellent, Dave. Thank you. Let's get to some of the other texts here. Where are we, Con? What do we got here? Oh, AJ from the 608 says, wanted to ask if you've seen the movie Palindrome. It was a hard watch, but a good one. I have not, AJ. You see that one, Con?
No.
And I'm doing this backwards. She says, Pete and Conrad, I love sandwiches. However, you define one. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Who knows? But my favorite is a good hot Italian sub. Is that the beef sandwich I'm talking about, AJ? Maybe. It could be cold cuts. That's like what a hero, I think, has a lot of Italian meats on it. That's good stuff, too. Thank you, AJ. Kimber from, how do you say that again, Con? Moscata?
Oh, how do we?
Someone
always
corrected
this?
Us once, and I can't remember. Well, you know what town we're talking about.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Kimber says, if Tom Hanks isn't available, I'm definitely down for Christopher Walken. This is the prom date question. I love that people are recycling the prom date question from the other day. What celebrity would you take to the prom? And it could be the radio is getting crossed with the stream right now. But Kimber says Tom Hanks or Christopher Walken. I think Tom Hanks would probably be a more conventional date than Christopher Walken. You know, what do I know?
I would love to listen to that accent the whole night, you know?
Me too. Totally. I could be their designated driver. All right. So Daniel checks back in. Yes, that was a local H song. It was a big hit on MTV 120, 120 minutes. Saw them at First Ave in Minneapolis. Well, that's Prince's Club. Thank you, Daniel, for clarifying that. I thought maybe that's who you were talking about, but that's great stuff. Our pal Frank Anderson will be along shortly. We'll talk a little bit about Val Kilmer and his great movie roles. We'll talk about Frank's website, Wisconsinology. And then Frank posted something on Facebook I thought was great. KISS is charging people to be their roadie, like the big time fans. They charged one fan over $12,000 to travel with them and be their roadie.
They don't get paid at all. They pay to do that.
They pay to do that. I mean, that's how, I don't know if Kiss is desperate for money. They're not in their heyday anymore, but you think they would have packed some of that away. Frank obviously had an issue with it. I'll ask Frank about that when he's here.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, this is Christopher Maloney's birthday. You know who that is, Con?
No.
He started his career, well, he did a lot of stuff, but his big show about 20 years ago was he was Olivia Benson's partner on SVU, Law and Order. And he's a good actor. He has his own show now called Law and Order Organized Crime. I watched the first couple seasons, and now it's moving strictly to streaming on Peacock. I like the guy, but he's probably mid-60s. Well, I can tell you, it's his birthday. Let's look at the sheet. He's like 64, I think. And he's one of these guys, like Robert Kennedy, too. If you're 65 or 70 and you are juicing and you look like the Incredible Hulk, I think that's weird. And I don't mean to, I'm not trying to offend people. If that's what you do, I get it. But it's such a fake look. It's like, that's not really you. That's the drugs. I don't think I would ever do that. I want to be lean into my older years. Contrary to what you see right now. The neckmate, Conrad, the neckmate. I don't think I could ever do that, though. Do you see yourself taking steroids, Conrad, into your 60s?
No.
You don't do it now. So why would you do it then, right?
I'm also afraid of needles, so.
Is there other ways you can do it now? Can you just take like a pill?
It's not a trap. There probably is. Like there's new ways of everything nowadays. So maybe.
And I want to say, like, Robert Kennedy is like, I think 70. And there's pictures of him with his shirt off. Christopher Maloney on the show, he's got these veins. And I like the guy. I think he's a good actor. But his head has like veins in it. It's like, man, they look like they're about to burst. I've heard about what it does to your privates. All kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
Why would you risk that? It's not that kind of show, but let's get a medical person. Let's have Dr. Lyerly come on.
Yeah, there we go.
Talk about what steroids do to men. All right, that's another time. Frank Anderson will be joining us after this very short break. Folks, it's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Word up. Back to Nightlight. Pete Schwabba, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite sandwich? It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. So let us know. We've had some great texts. Some sandwiches I'd forgotten about, but let us know yours. We break all the big stories here at Nightlight, folks. We got to get to the bottom of this sandwich thing. Very excited to welcome my next guest. He is the founder of Wisconsinology and he's a very accomplished musician, producer, director. He's done it all when it comes to business, animation. I think he even had his own catering company at some point, folks. That's how prolific this next guest is. Mr. Frank Anderson joins us now. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
It's good to hear your voice. You know, we have you on about once a month typically, but I feel like more time went. Now, I don't know if you were busy or if you forgot about us because you're too much of a big shot. I don't know what the deal is, Frank, but
that's
it's good
the
to
deal
have you.
Right there. I'm just too much of a big shot. I do big shot stuff all the time.
You can't wait for Wisconsinology, the movie and the book to come out so you could just tell everyone to kiss your ass and take off. And I wouldn't blame you one bit.
Done that.
Yeah. Frank, how are you, buddy? How you been?
Busy, just busy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I see your coming attractions on public television and of a new season of Director's Cut. Is that right?
Well, we don't really do seasons anymore. We do specials now. I still do all the introduce all the independent lens and POV films, but Director's Cut is kind of pared down a little bit. But we still do a film festival episode and the occasional special is about where we're at right now.
Oh, wonderful. I love it. I do watch it.
You've been on, right? Before I hosted it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. I was on in the early days. Yes, yes.
You were on in the heyday when they still gave signing bonuses and per diems, I think.
Oh, it was big time when I was on. It was amazing. I mean, I got a cup of tea. It was wonderful. I could snap my fingers. Tea appears. It was just amazing.
Hey, our question tonight, Frank, is what is your favorite sandwich? It is National PB&J Day. So before we get into the nitty-gritty here.
Toasted cheese.
Toasted cheese. Nice. Another vote for toasted cheese. That's a grilled cheese, right?
Yeah, grilled cheese.
Okay.
I call it toasted cheese because my grandfather called it toasted cheese. And I figure he's from the early days of toasted cheese sandwiches.
Do you want to know, not to disparage your memory or anything, but you know who else called it toasted cheese sandwiches?
Who?
Norman Bates in Psycho 2.
That is so awesome. That doesn't disparage my memory. That makes my memory double down in awesomeness.
That gives your grandpa all
so
kinds of
Norman
street cred.
Bates, who's based on the great Ed Gein.
Yes.
Called them toasted cheese. I have to watch it again tonight.
Well, it was the second one, Frank, because I saw that one and he's like, it's right as he lifts the shovel and he says, you want some toasted cheese sandwiches? I think he's talking to his grandma or something. It's not,
no.
It's not whimsical like Ed Gein was.
The character is borrowing that term from an older generation.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your grandfather beat him to it though, I think, or the Hollywood writer to it. So. Hey, I thought of you the other day too, because our question was, who was your favorite fictitious political movie character? And I thought this would be a good one. I almost made it the question tonight because I thought you could have fun with that one. But do you have a favorite, you know, fictitious political movie character?
I do. All the King's Men.
Oh, wow.
The movie Ronald Reagan was in. Wrong movie. Broderick Crawford in All the King's Men played Huey Long, but it's fictitious. That's my favorite.
Well, the fictitious political movies are the best because it's just whatever the writer says. There's no gridlock.
It's whatever they want and whatever they're feeling and whatever they lean to. Yeah.
My favorite was Sorrel Brook as Boss Hogg in The Dukes of Hazzard. I thought he was my favorite on-camera politician.
And who was your favorite sheriff?
Boy, that's a good question. I'd have to think of that.
You mean it's not Roscoe?
Roscoe Picotrain. Yes.
Yeah.
And I liked how he said his name. He said, Roscoe Picotrain. Yeah, he was great.
Played by the great James Best, one of the busiest character actors in Hollywood television history, and the first cousin of the Everly Brothers.
Is that true? Wow, no kidding.
That is absolutely true.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic.
And he plays a musician on the Andy Griffith Show, that traveling musician whose luck is down.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I've probably seen two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, so I'm not the guy... I know. It was a little before my time, but all my friends who are older than me in comedy would always be riffing about the Andy Griffith Show, and I just kind of would nod and smile. I didn't want them to know.
You couldn't get in there and riff with them.
I couldn't do it. I was going Happy Days.
Too bad.
I know. I'm ashamed
of myself. Yeah, you are younger. That's right.
I'm a kid, Frank.
And I've got to start. I mean, these things we bring up, most of them are completely forgotten anyway.
I know. So, all right. So I'm excited to have you here. I want to typically before you come on the show, Frank, I go to Wisconsinology. I scroll through your Facebook. You are a great friend/follow on Facebook. I don't know that you want more followers because your page is kind of maybe more personal, but you post such great things on Facebook. And when we do a quick break here, Frank, I want to come back and I'm going to ask you, this is another thing that will bond us together, why you hate lawns.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. We'll do that. Frank Anderson is my guest. We're going to talk about our hatred for lawns. Dave checks in on the stream and says, government cheese, grilled cheese, Sammy. You had me with Gouda, Dave. I don't know about, that last one. But that is our question tonight, folks. What is your favorite sandwich? It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, an American pastime. Chime in with whatever your favorite sandwich is, and we will read your text on the radio. Great when you guys are more part of the show. Frank Anderson is here from Wisconsinology, the great writer, producer, director, musician. We're going to get into all things Frank after the news. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight, I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with us. I guess we've been having some radio problems, but we are still on the stream. And whatever version of Nightlight you're listening to tonight, folks, it's great to have your ears. And if you're with us on the stream, our question of the night is, what is your favorite sandwich? It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. So there you go. Tomorrow night on Nightlight, Greg Schwemm, syndicated columnist, will join us at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then the Bucks did a really cool thing last weekend in Milwaukee at the Pfizer. John Corwin, a guy I know, won this Michelob fan challenge and got to do warmups and be on the court with Brandon Jennings. So we'll have him on the show tomorrow night to talk a little bit about that experience. And we're going to talk about a fan in Atlanta who tore his ACL during one of those halftime games. It's horrible.
Toe challenge.
It's horrible. All right. My guest right now is the wonderful Frank Anderson, one of Wisconsin's very own. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com, a very accomplished musician. He often plays with Butch Vig and Garbage and the Know-It-All Boyfriends. And he's a producer, director of commercials and animation and documentaries. He's just a great guy. And I'm glad he's with us tonight. Frank, why do you hate lawns?
Well, I don't play with Garbage.
No. Well, I meant the band.
Although they just finished a wonderful tour of South America, selling out to like 30,000 people a night. So they're still pretty hot.
They're a great band with or without you. I was misinformed. I invited you on this show because I thought you were part of Garbage, and you joined the show under false pretenses, Frank. Garbage is irrelevant.
Well, let's talk about lawns.
Yeah.
Wait.
What is the deal? Okay, so you posted on Facebook, a friend of yours posted something, and you commented it, and I think you said, another reason I hate lawns. Please describe your hatred for lawns.
They're stupid. They demand your labor. They demand your neighbor's suspicion and gossip. They demand endless expense, and I now know why. The most conservative neighbors I have the most perfect lawns. Why? Because a lawn is a monoculture. And what do conservatives want more than anything? They want you to believe what they believe. They want you to think like they think, and they want you to live their life and to keep your lawn 1.5 inches tall. It's awful. And they're butt ugly, like golf courses. I hate golf courses, another stupid sport. People out there, they compete against the worst enemy they'll ever have, themselves.
Absolutely.
And you're not going to win that one. No one wins that battle.
No one wins it.
There.
That's a
and
good
I didn't
look.
Even bring it up that they require so much water and so many chemicals and provide zero benefit to any living creature. So they're arid zones, really. They're
yeah. And that's where I agree with you. I'm not a lawn guy. You know, I thought, honestly, before we moved back to Wisconsin, I thought I'm an apartment and condo guy. That's me. I have no interest in working in the yard. I don't care. I keep the grass cut and it ends there. I have no, and we only have grass because the house we bought had a lawn. Like, I'm not going to, but I don't mind when people put like stones down or make it look nice another way. I'm kind of with you on the chemicals and all that. I know it makes us sound like communists, but you know, I'm with you.
I mean, I can't even begin to name how many people I knew who were back in the 80s happily spraying Roundup all over the damn place. And, well, David's not with us anymore. No, you know?
All right, Frank. So, all right, we've established that we're both the same way on lawn. And I agree. I think it's a weird, it's like, you know, just make yourself look presentable. The lawn is irrelevant.
Well, I just moved, you know, I moved to a smaller house. I moved 2 blocks from my previous house.
Oh.
And what happens in this new house? I went from a postage size perfect sort of lawn, which is more clover than anything. And now I have a lawn, you know, smaller house, bigger lawn. But I'm destroying that lawn. That lawn is coming down. It's going to be bricked over. There's going to be flowers everywhere. It's going.
Oh, that's funny. I'll help you. You just let me know, and I'm in the car in moments.
There's going to be some heavy ditch digging this summer.
Absolutely. So, all right. So another thing you posted about, you just did a simple RIP regarding Val Kilmer. I think one of...
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, what a... I mean, there's all these stories about him and how he was difficult and whatever. Who cares? You never heard anything too horrible. The guy made phenomenal movies. And if a movie was mediocre, he elevated it. I am a huge Val Kilmer fan. What are your thoughts on his legacy?
I'm a massive Val Kilmer fan.
Yeah.
When I first saw him play a Doc Holliday in Tombstone, I said to myself, you know, I could watch this movie over and over. And yeah. Guess what? It hasn't been off the air since it came out in 1994. It's been, you know, AMC played it day after day after day. Then TNT, then every station, then every network. Since you cannot spin the, I'm not going to use these old words. You can't get the remote out and go through the stations without running into Tombstone. It's amazing. And
it really
it's because
is.
Of his performance.
Absolutely. You're right. The movie's fine. It's a good movie, but he just takes it to another level. Did you see, let's talk about Top Secret, Frank, a movie that Three Wisconsin.
Oh, I remember seeing that. Yes.
Yeah. Three Wisconsin comedy geniuses behind that one too. Jim Abrahams and the Zucker Brothers.
Absolutely. Who came out of a wonderful Kentucky Fried Theater in Madison, Wisconsin, and went out west and became major. Interesting story. So one of them came back to direct lottery commercials in Wisconsin, series of lottery commercials. And they employed their usual Abraham Zucker humor, right? Which is funny. They did a lottery commercial where the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra gets into a snowball fight. Right? And it's funny. And there is mayhem. And yes, there's a little bit of mild violence. What happens right after they air it?
What?
A flood of negative phone calls about it's, you know, he's just throwing a snowball at somebody. And, you know, that's too violent. Do they have to be so, you know, it goes to show no matter what you do, you'll get blowback of some kind.
Absolutely.
But not the wonderful physical humor that always bothers me.
He was so good too. And I don't know if you saw a movie called Kill the Irishman.
No, I did not.
Oh, very underrated movie. The star of it is a guy. I think his name is like Ray Stevenson, not a huge name, but he's surrounded in this movie by Val Kilmer, Christopher Walken and Vincent D'Onofrio. And it's a great mob movie. I think it's set in Cleveland, but Kilmer always stood out in that movie. And I loved him in Real Genius, which was his second movie ever, I think, after Top Secret.
Oh, that is a great movie. And have you seen Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang?
I have, but not for years. Yeah, he was great in that, too.
Yeah.
And what about...
He's pretty big role in Heat, directed by a UW grad, Michael Mann.
Michael Mann. What about, did you see him in, what's the name? What's the movie I'm thinking about? You said Heat. Oh, my God. Oh, The Doors. He was Jim Morrison.
Oh, The Doors. He became Jim Morrison.
Yeah. Another one, too. I thought, amazing. Like, the movie was okay, but he was phenomenal.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah. I saw that years ago.
The movie in which you have to surrender to Marlon Brando's madness?
Yes. Did you?
That movie is so wonderfully weird, and the documentary of the making of is one of the greatest making ofs ever.
I didn't see that, Frank, but I saw that. I shared this story earlier on the show when we first got on the air. I don't know if you heard this. Maybe it's in the documentary. I just found it on the internet. It says, due to Marlon Brando's infamous large appetite and dislike of Val Kilmer on set, he would request and eat large amounts of cabbage an hour before a scene started and would would silently fart on purpose numerous times to leave what was described as a foul stench that would annoy Kilmer. What kind of behavior is that?
Wonderful behavior. We need more of it. That's brilliant. I mean, Brando makes me laugh. He doesn't care anymore. He's seen it all. He's done it all. It's all BS. Showbiz is 100% BS. Why are we in it? I don't know.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, but it's not worth taking really seriously. Brando was done. He was having fun. And his eccentric performance, you have to watch it.
Yeah, I do have to watch it because I kind of remember seeing the movie, but I kind of don't, which tells me I probably didn't see it all the way through. Frank Anderson is my guest. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. All things Wisconsin, folks. It's got weird stuff, historical stuff, fun stuff. It's a great site. Check it out. He joins us here over the phone tonight on Nightlight. Hey, I wanted to ask you too, Frank. Did you see the Sly and the Family Stone documentary on Hulu?
No, I did not.
Oh, you'll have to see that, and I'd love to discuss that with you. What a visionary he was.
Oh, yeah. Just as a very young man, producing the America's immediate answer to the Beatles was the Bo Brummels. Whose two hit songs, Just a Little and Laugh, Laugh, hit the top 20. Sly Stone produced them and gave them that great big bass drum kick that, you know, had not been really heard on the radio at that time.
Right. Yeah, it's just a great, you'll have to check it out, and next time you're on, we'll discuss it. But I didn't realize at the time how ahead of his time he was. And I forget this because, again, it was before my time, but he had men and women, black and white, like his band just looked so, it was great. He had all these different people in, and it was like ahead of its time. And I didn't realize he was such an influence on Prince and David Byrne.
I remember them as being very the standard. I mean, that was normal for that one year that everyone got away with it when Hollywood didn't know what the hell was going on and the record companies didn't know what was going on. 1969, I'm talking about, where they were signing everybody with long hair in sight and green lighting any movie that was counterculture. That one great year, everything looked like Sly and the Family Stone.
So cool. All right, well, we'll do that next time you're here. We'll discuss that, but I want to ask you, we probably have a couple minutes before break, I think we can get this in, but Kiss, you also, this is one of your social media, something that obviously irritated you. Kiss is hiring people. No, they're not hiring people. They're leasing out rodeo or roadie positions to fans and making fans pay to be their roadie. What is going on there, Frank?
What kind of person with no feeling of himself whatsoever would do that? With zero self-respect, you'd gladly pay $15,000 to carry Gene Simmons' crap around? I hate aging bands. I wish they'd all just go away, and I'm one of them.
You're still doing okay.
I'm sick of it. And why are people going to see them, right? Oh, I got to see them before they die. That's the only reason.
Right.
It's, yeah, they should all go away with that. I've heard their songs enough.
I'm with you. Frank Anderson is here, folks. We'll have a couple more minutes with Frank when we get back. He's going to tell us about a really cool charity concert they do every year for a great cause. We'll kind of plant the seeds for that because that's coming up in a few months, but we'll get it out there and get the word out. We'll have a couple more minutes with Frank, and we'll finish up reading your texts when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. We are in the home stretch here at Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. We have a few more minutes with our friend Frank Anderson, who is on the line. A couple texts here. Dave on the stream says, this is answering last night's question, which a fictitious political character. Dave says, Dave, Kevin Kline is the president's doppelganger. He fills in because the president is in a coma. I remember that movie, and I actually thought of that yesterday. And I was surprised, K-Man, that nobody said Dave last night. We had so many great texts and so many different fictitious characters, but nobody said Dave. And then Scott in the 608 says, hi, movie nerding, brotherly love. Great effort to celebrate brothers' love, our Packers getting brother to Hall of Fame. But the great, wait a minute. Is he talking
what
about
the hell does that mean?
Is that the Vinacy interview, Conrad? We had Sam Vinacy on last a couple nights ago, Frank. He's trying to get his brother Jack into the NFL Hall of Fame.
I see.
That might be what he's referring to. He says, but the greatest movie of brotherly love, and it has a Wisconsin connection with a Kenosha native, Mark Ruffalo, is The Beautiful and Wonderful Brothers Bloom. We've talked about that, Frank, haven't we?
Yes, we did. We did. And we talked about the only regret in my life, which was not seeing, even though I was filming in New York City, and Tony Shalhoub, Wisconsin guy, Green Bay guy,
sure,
and Mark Ruffalo were appearing sold out in Death of a Salesman on Broadway.
Nice. Wow.
I was going to go see him in full Green Bay garb and everything.
That's Wisconsin representing right there, even and including yourself, if you had put on the Packer sweatpants.
Oh,
and,
I mean, I literally stood on Broadway and said, who owns you?
I would have paid to see that. Hey, before we run out.
Actually, we do. I believe they were playing at the Lunt Theater, which is named after Alfred Lunt, America's greatest stage actor.
With Wisconsin ties,
Wisconsin.
Correct? Yeah. Everything we talk about here has a Wisconsin tie, let's be honest. We have a couple more minutes. Frank, tell us about Joey's song. I know we're a ways away, but let's start talking about that because I got a
benefit for epilepsy. Joey is a name. Mike Gamal founded Joey's song. His son is Joey. Joey died from this disease. And he, Mike, created this wonderful charity that began with hitmaker Freddie Johnston singing in a bowling alley and passing the hat. And pretty soon Butch Vig got involved and Garbage got involved and Soul Asylum got involved and the Bangles and everybody, all kinds of bands, Portugal the Man. So many.
Wow.
Go to joeysong.org and you get the whole story. It has now expanded into a week-long concert event.
How about
with
that?
With even a comedy stage, which I happily played in the backup band with Wayne White and Joel Hodgson, who are a Joel Hodgson, MS3 TK, right?
Mystery Science Theater,
Yes. The man who created it, Joel and Wayne did designed the sets for Pee-wee's Playhouse and so much more. And great artist, great American. But as a duo, they're funnier than hell on stage, and we backed them up. But I work the whole week. The stages are busy. The Sylvie Center in Madison, Wisconsin is where it is centered around. So within a few blocks of that theater, you can see countless major, major acts. And I hear they have some really big surprises coming up this year.
I cannot wait. Let's do something before. I think last year, it's right after the holidays, and I think that's what messed me up because I missed it. But
it's in early January.
Okay. So, yeah, this year we'll have to get, I'll reach out ahead of time and we'll do something because I remember going to the website and reading about your friend, and it just looks like such a, and it looks like a great time, a phenomenal cause, but also a great time too. So we'll definitely
it's
get on that this year.
It's a wonderful time, and it's so celebratory, and yeah. Everyone there is doing what young musicians, there's a lot of them, and us older musicians should be doing, which is playing for a cause and not asking people to carry our crap around for $12,000.
Well, the thing is too, Frank, you might be an older musician, but you're not crabby, and you don't have a lawn that you can tell kids to get off of. So I think you're doing okay. Buddy, thank you so much. As always, we will talk again soon and keep putting out amazing posts. I love reading your stuff on social media. So much fun.
Well, thanks so much. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Okay, Frank. Break a leg. Okay. That is Frank Anderson. Check out wisconsinology.com. Great guy and a great site, especially if you're proud of your state and you want to learn more about it. Frank finds a way to tie everything in the universe to Wisconsin, and he does it brilliantly. So check that out. Conrad, are we forgetting something?
You know, you said you were going to give a second sandwich, right? I thought about giving a second sandwich too, and I have one.
Oh, really?
A Reuben.
A Reuben's great. Oh, a nice pastrami sandwich for me. What kind of similar, but yeah, that's a great one too. And I like, I got a text, my wife, I don't think she got through on the text line, but she said, Mary said, a juice burger in Oshkosh at Leon's. So those of you listening in Oshkosh, I'm sure you know what we're talking about. It's Leon's. They have great custard and phenomenal juice burgers, which is basically a sloppy Joe.
How did I not think of burger as a sandwich until right now?
Well, you know,
now
taco?
I changed all of my answers to a great Wisconsin burger.
Ah, that's no fun. It started with peanut butter and jelly. We can tie it back to that. All right. I'd like to thank Frank Anderson and Scott Lucas and Ben Reiser for kind of being part of the show, too. And thank you for all your texts and bearing with us tonight with some technical difficulties. We'll be back tomorrow night, folks, to do it all again on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin. Oh, sing it to me.